Happy Wednesday, Unwoke Nation, and I want to welcome to episode 53 of The Unwoke Show, where free speech is welcome, all subjects are on the table, and your boys Rich and Tim bring you the latest and greatest information every single week for your enjoyment, baby. I'm your host, Rich, along with my co-host right here, Tim. How you doing, Tim?
Good, and you're Rich, man?
Doing great, man, doing great. Hey, guys, we love the feedback that we got back on episode 2 in regards to Black Retribution, and also definitely a lot of people have probably talked a little bit about some of their situations of what they went through and during the O.J. Simpson trial and obviously dealing with Rodney King and also. But hey, guys, you know, so we definitely want to make sure we get more of the world out there knowing about Unwoke Nation. Also, we definitely appreciate you guys talking about us all around the world and all. And Tim will be able to explain a little bit more about some other places you'll be able to see us. And I'll tell them about Tim.
Yep. You can find us on all the major podcasting platforms. We are on Spotify, Google, Apple, FM Now, I believe, is another one that we're out there on, iHeartRadio, Amazon, wherever you're getting your major podcasts, you'll be able to find us. Just do a search for The Unwoke Show. And we always love your comments and feedback, and we would love to hear from you guys. You can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. That is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. And Rich, what do you got for us tonight, man?
Well, man, I wanted to talk about the situation that actually just happened in Chicago actually this past week.
Yep.
So about a another case where it has to deal with a potential suspect and dealing with the police department, something that we seem to hear a lot about as of late. But this tends to be, at least in my opinion, and maybe for some of you guys at the Unwoke Show, to be a very unique situation. So this information comes from the New York Post, where in the story actually it started by an Isabel Keane, K-E-A-N-E. And the name of the article says, wild video shows Chicago police fired nearly 100 shots in less than a minute during a fatal traffic stop. So I initially started hearing about this story over the weekend, and also, but I want to make sure to bring in some good points for you guys. So yeah, first off, there is a video out there. I'm sure you could probably put in the name of the person involved where and be able to find it and look at it for yourself. So, but basically what explained is last Tuesday, there was a body cam footage released where from the police who were involved in the case that revealed the chaos that unfolded when plainclothes Chicago cops fired nearly 100 gunshots in a traffic stop last month, killing one young man and leaving another injured. Dexter Reed, who was 26, was killed during a March 21st traffic stop in Humboldt Park after officers in an unmarked car, cop car pulled him over for allegedly failing to wear a seatbelt. Now, I know sometimes nowadays where they're being really strict, or even with text messages and stuff like that, so they're willing to pull you over.
Mm-hmm.
The graphic footage shows Reed rolling down the window of the SUV and then raising it before refusing to exit his vehicle as five officers scream commands and draw their weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Preliminary evidence shows Reed had fired first at one officer during the shootout on West Ferdinand Street. Four other officers returned fire, the civilian office's police accountability said in a statement. So again, guys, so you can actually see this altercation happening all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So now, according to this administration, where it said that available preliminary evidence also confirms that officers returned fire approximately 96 times over a period of 41 seconds, including after Mr. Reed exited his vehicle and fell to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So the video's release show multiple perspectives, including from the officer who was shot, but there isn't clear footage of Reed shooting at police. The gun was later recovered from the passenger seat of his vehicle. So I know we have some other people on other parts of the video where it's talking about just to speed it up here, where it says, you know, the police are screaming at Mr. Reed saying, you know, don't effing move, don't effing move. And I guess this was after the altercation right there where it says that whom they handcuffed as he remains face down and I'm moving his head nearly under the back of his car. So now the play, I think there was one officer, I guess, says in the video, said, I don't know where the gun is. And another one said that he started shooting at us. So when I was initially heard about this story, and it really kind of seems like the videos that I have seen, and I don't know if you have, Tim, where so that we have video of it, but mm-hmm. it seems that there's no audio
right
for this situation, which is really unfortunate, because I'm sure that would give us a little bit more of a scoop of what's going on. But the way I understood this is in the video, we do see that he was rolling up the window and down and everything like that. And also, but from what I understand from the story, is that he actually ended up firing 11 shots, as in Mr. Reed. He was firing allegedly 11 shots. And also, and as you and I both know, Tim, as being, you know, proud people of being concealed carry and also 2A, so we know that's pretty much a magazine.
Right.
You know, if you're shooting 11 shots where you're pretty much dumping out pretty much a 12 plus one.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? At that point.
So anyway, what really kind of drew the story, as always, where when it happens to be with somebody who's a minority, has to do with cops. And also you started hearing all the people complaining and protesting about there being racial discrimination.
Of course.
So it goes on to say in the article, and also Portia Banks, who happens to be Reed's sister, says, quote, I really can't explain the pain that me and my family is going through, but I just hope there are people out there who understand he was a son, he was a brother, he was an uncle, he had loved ones, and, quote, he was somebody very important.
They left out thug.
Yeah.
So I'm going to read something that's pretty applicable right here. And it's from Brianna Morello. You can find her on Twitter at Brianna Morello, all one word. And her post says, the family of Dexter Reed, their lawyers and Democrats want you to feel empathy for his death. We're not allowed to tell his family that Dexter was in the wrong because he shot at police first.
Yes.
Chicago police aren't allowed to publicly defend themselves either. We're all supposed to go along with the narrative and keep pushing out these old photos of Dexter not looking like a thug. The reality is he had a pending gun case that he was released on. He shot first. He shot at police 11 times. He shot an officer in the arm. And it goes on to say, stop trying to ramp up racial tensions in this country. Be better. But the meat of this post is the reality.
Yes.
And, you know, parents are going to grieve for their children. Okay. And it's unfortunate that this happened.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, right? You know, there's a live loss. There was an officer hurt. And I mean, yeah. So obviously we do take this very, you know, serious. And obviously our condolences were to the Reed family on behalf of Unwoke Nation and our crew here.
Right.
But, you know, this is one of those things where it's like we have to be able to look at the facts you were mentioning, Tim.
Right.
And be able to say, like, okay, you know what? We're hearing here that, you know, this young 26-year-old kid was, you know, they say he's a talented basketball player. He had dreams of becoming a broadcaster and, you know, and we understand that. And also, but my question is this. Well, actually, I have two questions. So, number one, when you have situations like this with kids, they always want to do exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You know, to pull out pictures of when, you know, them being a good kid and also... But yet, for some reason, and we're not saying this particular person, so we're not trying to slander or anything like that. But, you know, we see so many situations where we hear about some black kid or a minority kid or whatever the case may be, and he's, oh, he's such a good kid, and they're like that. But yet, we find videos of him on Facebook, you know, waving around a gun and, listen to rap music in the background or whatever the case may be, or just doing something where, you know, that's obviously not, you know, does not look good or so. And so that's kind of, you know, one thing that's important. And then the second thing, you know, as we mentioned, saying that, you know, this kid wants to be a broadcaster. There's nothing wrong with having dreams or anything like that. That's perfectly fine.
But he's 26 years old.
Yeah.
You're 26. It's my understanding he just had bought the white car in question with the tinted windows, right?
Right.
Why isn't he not in school?
Right.
Right. Second, and not to downplay the situation, and as we've said on previous episodes of the Unwoke Show, this is Chicago.
Yes.
It's like watching Call of Duty live.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that this doesn't, trying to draw attention from the fact that you're trying to make your son out to be a martyr here. And that he was a martyr, and a victim of police violence. Mm-hmm. No, that's not the case. You don't get to claim your son was this good kid, when in fact, guns. Last time I checked, having a firearm in Chicago is illegal.
Yeah, in certain cities that we have in our mm-hmm. country here in the United States of America, seems to go all out of their way to make guns illegal and people being able to defend themselves. And, you know, so we've heard this stuff from Chicago, Philadelphia, already out there to the left coast,
mm-hmm.
and situations like this. But no, I totally agree with you. Yep. Unfortunately, I've seen way too many situations like this.
So to the Dexter family, if your son was, to the Reed family, Dexter's mom and sister, if your brother/son was such a good person, why was he not in school?
Yep.
B, what's he doing with a gun?
Right. Unless had already had a, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, and he's already pending in a gun case.
Right.
Right. Why are you unwilling to address the fact your son has a gun?
Right. And he claims, according to this article, that he wants to have a career in broadcasting. I mean, does he not know, unfortunately, I know we're speaking of the dead right now, but does he not know you making the decision? Because, you know, life's about decisions and there are consequences to everything. You do read. It's one of those things where it's like, do you know? As soon as you fire that gun, everything that you dream about doing is over. It's absolutely over. And we've seen so many situations like this across the way. I don't know if you remember me bringing up in one of the original stories, that one of our original episodes, and also about, I think the policeman was trying to go for a warrant or somebody for that was in a park in Detroit, and it was actually caught on television. I'm sorry, it was caught on tape. And I guess his buddy of the guy who they were trying to get a warrant for, all basically tried to shoot the cop in his head. Thank God he missed him. And they ended up, I guess, shooting the guy back, and he died like that. And they went into protest, you know, saying, Detroit PD, you know, shot this guy and all this other stuff. And it's just like, wait a minute. This guy literally tried to take this policeman's life. Now we're dealing with a similar situation right here where, number one, he's already not complying because he's getting pulled over for a
traffic violation, seatbelt.
Right.
Number one. Number two, he's got a pending gun charge.
Right. He's, he's rolling up the windows and rolling them down and everything like that on his brand new car, as you explained.
And they've told him to roll it down. He kept rolling them back up and stuff, not following the rules. You want to know something that's going to piss you off?
Really? What is it now? Because there's a lot of things that piss me off.
Yeah. There's a GoFundMe page for this guy.
What?
Yep. GoFundMe.com/Dexter Reed.
What is this GoFundMe? What is the description for it?
Hi, my name is Portia Banks. I am his Dexter's mother. Big sister.
Oh, his sister. I'm sorry.
Dexter was shot and killed Thursday, March 21st, 2024, by the police on 3800 Ferdinand. They said it was a traffic stop and led to exchanging fire, but nowhere do we see shots fired from Dexter. In between getting justice, we're trying to get the best lawyers on this case, and we also need help sponsoring some of the funeral expenses. If you can offer anything, we will highly appreciate it. They've raised $7,100, and their goal is
$10,000. Wow. Okay, Mrs. Banks.
This is a GoFundMe page for a thug.
So let me get this straight. You're saying where it's like, you know, there's no shots, but yet the police in the video just start running, including the police where that was the one basically in contact with your brother. And he just starts running away. There's a policeman that got shot. So are we going to try to imply that some of the other policemen shot their own officer? Is that what we're trying to go see? Because what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to eliminate any other excuse from, okay, as you said, Tim, this is a kid who already had a pending gun charge.
Yep.
So obviously, you know, he already had his gun and stuff like that, okay? And now it is shown where so that there were, so they're saying is that there was 11 shots, okay? Now, as you know, where so based on the pin of a gun, it's like that, you pretty much can tell exactly, you know, if the pin actually fits where the, mm-hmm. the shells of the gun. So if we're able to find that, I'm sorry, ma'am, your brother did fire at the police. And yep. unfortunately, there was a consequence in all this. So then what happens is that now you find yourself where it's like, and see, this is just why I kind of want to understand. It's like, you know, you have certain things coming to a funeral, da, da, da. But there always seems to be a situation that when somebody makes a bad decision or has a fuck around and find out moment with police or otherwise,
yep.
that all of a sudden we want to, A, as you're saying, make them out to be a victim. And number two, it seems like it's a profitability period.
Oh, they're totally trying to use emotional manipulation and stuff at this point to make money off their brother slash son. I mean, is this
right?
Are we looking at a George Floyd 2.0?
Yeah. And I know you were mentioned like, you know, they're trying to pull that. It's like, okay, there's two things that are common with this. Both did something wrong and both were in this particular case, obviously because he fired like that, you know, yeah, they've done criminal acts. So how do you sit there and say, or try to make this person out to be a hero or whatever case, because we've seen this bullcrap too. You know, people trying to make him out being a hero and also, I'm sorry, if you're a policeman, like it was a couple of years ago, and also who was called to a situation because he's threatening his family with a gun, and then that person comes out of where, so towards that policeman, who happens to have a body cam, this is in the city of Philadelphia, and he ends up chasing him down the street with a knife,
mm-hmm.
and the policeman ends up shooting him. You don't get the opportunity to protest.
Right.
As if the person who's chasing the policeman with a knife is actually in some justification.
Yep.
That makes absolutely no sense. We're doing the same situation here in Chicago.
Yep.
This is a kid and all, which obviously once they do all the investigations so like that and they're able to find out or so what shells actually might be involved with the gun that's in question right now.
Yep.
And also because I'm sure, see, the next thing we're going to figure out in the next couple months, it's kind of very similar to what we've seen, you know, up in Minnesota and different places like that, that eventually going to have to be able to bring these cops in and stuff like that, be able to gather all the evidence and figure out exactly, okay, are these shells belong to the gun of this guy, Dexter?
Mm-hmm.
So once they're able to figure that out, it's kind of like, okay, your whole thing of trying to make him a victim is done.
Yep. I love this quote or this statement by Patty Fisher. Just another absent mother using the death of her son for a payout because the city is too afraid to tell the truth about him shooting at the cops first.
Right. And then even so, it's like, you know, she comes up there during the press conference and she's wearing this hat. She's got this orange hair.
Yeah, total theatrics.
Exactly. I mean, you know, so, and somebody, you know, she's all falling back. I mean, again, guys, it's like Onward Shoga is not trying to make fun or trying to belittle someone's loss, or we hate the fact that we have this crap going on in cities across the United States and probably all across the world. We hate that this happened. But we also hate the fact that when you make a bad judgment and then want to sit there and blame it on the people who are trying to defend themselves. Let's just take the police out of it for a second. Let's just take the fact that the policemen or a group of police ended up shooting the kid.
Yep.
Okay? The fact that you have people out there who are trying to defend themselves because from a criminal act should not be held in a way where as if they're doing something wrong. Let's go one step further. Do you remember the situation that happened about a year ago? And it was the gentleman was in his little store. It's like a little, like one of those little kind of cubbyhole type stores. Mm-hmm. And some guy tried to rob him. Some guy tried to rob him or something like that. And it turns out where so that I think the store owner had a gun or a knife, something like that. And he ends up defending himself.
Yeah.
And they tried to sit there and actually try to claim him or try to charge him with murder. Stop. The man was inside of his own little cubby store in New York, whatever the case may be. This guy came in, tried to rob him. I think he tried to rob him with a gun or something like that. And found a way to be able to get it away, so like that. But the guy ended up, you know, the owner ended up defending himself. And that's the end of it.
Yep.
So you don't get to pull this whole crap that it's like, you know, which is what bothers us all together, is that we live in a society now where it's like the powers that be in these major cities are going out of their way to protect criminals.
Yep. So what do you think Mayor Brandon Johnson will do?
Oh, what does he do? Because as far as I'm concerned, he does absolutely nothing.
Do you think he'll throw the officers under the bus?
Let me think about that. Survey says, ding.
Yeah.
That's what they always say. That mayor, I'll just flat out say it. It's like, yeah, I mean, outside of probably Mayor Lightfoot, so he's probably one of the worst mayors. That man has done absolutely nothing to make Chicagoans and any mayors like them across the country to make people who are law-abiding citizens feel safe. They don't care. They care about votes. They care about power. These are the things that are more important to them. And because of this, people like Mayor Johnson, they clearly understand that, oh, the criminals, they call it, oh, we can do free reign right now. If we want to go rob a store, we want to go rob somebody in the elevator or on, you know, on the street like that, heck, he's not going to arrest us. And in fact, if they do, we'll be out in an hour. And you know what's going to make it even faster? If I'm a minority.
Yep.
And this is a minority saying this. I'm a black person, I'm saying this. Okay? Because I've just seen too much of the bullshit to see that no one cares. So, but please inform me on what Mr. Johnson is not about to do.
I wish I could.
Okay, and then you answer my question, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's
like, yeah, just, you know, and that was the whole point of just, you know, guys bringing up this story. It's like, once again, we got somebody who does a criminal act, ends up getting the repercussions for it, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, you know, he was a good kid, and he wanted to be a broadcaster, and he played great basketball, and he did all this other stuff, and it's like, buddy, if that was important to you, you would have thought about it that split second of going like, wait a minute. I'm going to school. I'm doing it supposedly. You know, I want to go to school, broadcast, whatever the case may be, and all like that. So maybe it's probably best that I actually comply, roll down the window or something like that, or where, especially if they happen to address it, even though they said that they were undercover cops, they address the word that they actually are police and doing what they need to do.
Yep.
Because your life, more importantly, and your career, as you're saying, is more important. It sounds like a pretty logical choice, but unfortunately, you made the latter.
Yep. Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does.
Yep. It really, really is. And it's sad to see, you know, the Reed family suffering, and obviously, you know, our condolences were from, you know, Unwoke Nation, and really sad to know. But, you know, this stuff needs to stop.
Yeah.
It really, really needs to stop. You know, stop playing around with people who are professionals who are trying to, their job is for public safety. And you decide you want to play a game with your window and you want to play this game thinking like, okay, I'm just going to start shooting at them and that's going to be quite all right. Because here's the thing. Let's say if they didn't show, what was he going to do next? He already shot at him. Who's going to take off? Now you're resisting arrest.
Well, at that point, let's say he managed, he successfully managed to kill.
Oh, yeah.
The officers. Now there's a manhunt.
Yep.
All of Chicago PD.
Yeah.
And then some is after your ass.
It's,
and,
I mean,
and if that's the case, and if you're not man enough to face the consequences of that, what's more than likely going to happen? You're going to blow your head off.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen. And
so
the moment you pulled out that gun and you made that decision, you know, I was always told that by a friend where he says, he always told me before I even started getting into guns and all, and he said, when you have a gun, he says, the moment you pull that gun out of your holster, that's the moment it's like, you better know you're going to use it.
Yep. I don't feel sorry for these people. I don't. If that's cold, if that's callous, if that's unfair, I don't care. Decisions have consequences.
Yeah.
Unless evidence comes out to the contrary, that the police acted differently.
Yeah.
Unless there's additional body cam footage or if there's something else that comes along that shows cops acted based on or were racially motivated by this particular incident, the criminal got what he deserved.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
Black, white, and different. You know, we don't care about any of this. This has nothing to do with police trying to be racist or anything like that or worse. So we all know that there are cops out there who have, you know, unmarked cars and stuff like that or worse. So sometimes, you know, we can realize, you know, a couple, you know, might have the little strobe light on the side or whatever case may be. I know Dodge Chargers tend to be very common unmarked cars by police, you know, so like that. So we all know this stuff where this has nothing to do with racism. This was an unnecessary death due to a dumb decision that has not only altered their life, you know, eternally, but it's also altered their family's life because for whatever reason, and not, obviously we don't know what this particular kid is, but, you know, we've seen so many kids in very similar situations now where they all want to do the whole, I'm a thug love and all the, you know, thug lies. Like, you know, this crap's gotta stop. It's like, you know, that other video, which it doesn't pertain to this and also is about it was showing like the three kids that were trying to rob the guy's white Corvette. And you could hear the owner. So they're saying like, it's like, you know, basically said, don't open that door. It is not worth losing your life for this car.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't know where this, I think somebody said statistically, they said like the boldness of what criminals are doing now has gone up by so much percentage, or do they think it's like, hey, you know what? No one's going to touch it. But you know what? Like I said, we don't just blame this on parents, you know, parents not watching what their kids or probably even be involved or because I'm sorry, I'm having a really hard time believing where you did not know your son had a gun.
Yeah.
Especially if you already had a rap sheet.
Right? Exactly.
So you got that going on. So, but also I blame it a lot on these politicians where who have decided, like Mayor Johnson, has decided to do absolutely nothing to stop these criminal acts. And now people who are law-abiding citizens and those who protect the public have to deal with it. And now you got these officers right here where they're using the racial narrative to make this sound like, oh, you guys were just trying to shoot another black man. No, he shot at us first, and these were the consequences. End of story.
Yep, I completely agree. Unwoke Nation, we'd love to get your thoughts on this topic. As always, you can reach us at feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Again, that is feedback@unwoketheshow.com. Rich, another great topic, man. It was great talking to you this evening. And as always, stay unwoke.
Thank you, Unwoke Nation. We'll see you next time.